looking at the camera, I'm just looking off, but you can see the CO. I'm gonna send it to you. Draw lines so you can see where I'm at. I got my back turned to the camera. We were in a boat going up the river below Sampan. We didn't have any helicopters that day, so we used a civilian Sampan. They carried us up the river. It had motors on it. They carried us up the river, dropped us off. We gave them a couple of bags of rice that we found out in the hoochies.
Ain't a whole lot to talk about, but maybe I can find something to say for the rest of this reel. Sure do like my recorder, but one thing is it won't play, it won't rewind. It goes real slow, and you have to take your finger and kind of hip it. And the batteries may be weak. I don't think these batteries that came with it are very good. I'll go down to the downtown tomorrow, and if we don't go out and get me some new batteries, some good batteries for it. I wrote y'all about those weapons. Boy, that was something else. The same day we found the weapons across the river from us, the 4th of the 47th and the 3rd of the 47th hit a battalion of VC, killed about 48 of them and injured 126, and they killed 300 VC. And we thought we was fixing to get into it, but we got all these weapons and everything without even firing a shot. Got some guys hurt by booby traps, but other than that, we didn't even fire a shot at them. Got about 19 Chi-Com rifles, 3 BARs, big old 30 caliber water-cooled machine gun. Man, that's a monster. Sucker, the 1917 model. Fires a cloth belt machine gun ammo. We was going to put it in the bunkers around the perimeter, but you can't get no ammo for it because all our ammo are belt. You know, steel belt link. We could get some 30 caliber from the Arvins because they shoot 30 caliber machine guns, but they're the new kinds, and they shoot belt ammo too. So can't get no ammo for it. We got the BARs. We found 3 BARs. We got them in the bunkers, and a Thompson submachine gun, a 60 millimeter mortar with sights and everything to go with it, tripod and base plate, and a whole bunch of claymores and Chinese grenades. They had all kinds of stuff. They had it all greased up, had it wrapped in paper, ready to ship it out. They was probably had it right by our old boat dock. They was getting ready to put it in the boats and send it up north, probably to the VC in the jungles, something like that, I guess. Hey, I got a letter today. When we got in, I had about 4 letters from y'all. One of them said you got a bunch of slides. That was the slides, the first slides I took with that new camera. Some of them probably won't turn out too good, but heck, you take so many of them, you got all kinds of different light exposures and focus and shutter speed and all that. Taking me a little time to get the whack of it. Time I take a few more, I should be getting pretty good with it. I took one of the tapes and listened to a country and western that comes on every evening at 2 o'clock. Taped the whole show from 2 to 3. Heck, I play that thing all the time now. So first chance you get, you tape the old Grand Ole Opry, well, send it to me and I'll keep it and play it all the time. Tomorrow Saturday and tomorrow night, the Grand Ole Opry comes on over here. I'm probably going to tape it. Radio coming on now. I don't know. They ain't calling me. Echo Company got another guy killed today. Another Jeep blown up by a mine. Makes about their third Jeep to get blown up. They go out every morning, clear the roads. They use mine detectors, but VC have been using plastic charges here lately, and mine detectors won't pick them up. Command detonated it, blowing from a hooch over somewhere, have a line laid over to maybe 500 meters off to the hooch and blow it. No way they can trace it, catch it. After they trace the line, well, the VC's already gone. So this makes their third Jeep they've had blown up. Been rumors around that a battalion may go back to a Bearcat around September and claim a non-combat status. Probably for the rest of the time that we're over here. Told us today that they're going to get all the old guys air medals because we've been on so many combat assaults and got logged up about 40-something hours flying time. That's pretty good when you only take about 15 or 20 minutes to go on one assault. So that's a lot of... You only have to have 25 assaults, 25 hours, and...
Bravo 6 Oscar, Bravo 6 Oscar, Bravo 5 Oscar, Bravo 5 Oscar, combo check, how are you at this station, over.
Well, I'll continue, I guess. Seemed like I'm having a little radio trouble out there. It's been raining all night. I imagine all the radios are pretty wet. I was trying to help them out. They was trying to contact one of their platoons, but they couldn't. We got a long antenna up here, so I thought I could do better than they would by trying to contact them, but I guess they're so far out I can't even reach them myself. So, we'll finish back. We're supposed to get some air medals. Usually just officers get them, but we've got so many assaults that they're going to give us air medals too. So, I guess I'll, at least I won't get away from here without one medal anyway. I don't care about any of them, but if they're giving them to us, that'd be okay. And one of your letters is asking about whether I get out of the Army when I get back. That's negative. The only way you get out is if you have less than 90 days to go in the Army. Well, they'll let you out when you leave here. But since I'll have about 4 or 5 months left when I leave from here, well, I'll have to spend that rest of the time in the Army after the 30-day leave. The news around here is we'll probably all be in the States by the middle part of November. So that's what we're all counting on now. Also, we're really counting on getting to go back to Bearcat in September. If we do, boy, that'll really give us a rest. Of course, it's probably just another rumor. They start rumors like that, build up everybody's morale. And then when the time comes, they just cut it out, just like they did in this deal where we were supposed to go back in June. Heck, we worked more this month than we have any month we've been down here. Well, I can't think of a lot to say. I sure do like my recorder though, boy. It's real neat looking little old deal. The tape that came with it's a pretty long one. I don't know whether I'm using it or another one that I had. But I'm gonna use another one tomorrow night and tape the Grand Ole Opry. That'd be a pretty good deal to listen to, I guess. It's really got a good sound to it. I was thinking, Mother was talking about putting up some butter beans and stuff. I wonder if she could put them in a fruit jar or something and pack them in styrofoam and send a jar of it to me. Boy, it'd really be nice if I could have some butter beans over here. Or maybe, like I used to do, you know, can them in cans. Send me some of her canned stuff over here. Shoot, that'd be just like eating at home, almost. Sort of a crazy thing happened the other day. CO was talking to me. He said, asked me if I'd ever considered a direct commission. He said the colonel had talked to him and said they asked me if I'd consider if they could get one for me, a direct commission. That's the second lieutenant. I told him no, I wasn't interested. That I didn't want to have anything else to do with the Army. He said not to be that quick to say no. He said a lot of people would jump at it, you know, but I told him no, I didn't want to even think about it, I didn't want to have anything else to do with the Army as long as I live, and I don't. They could offer me colonel and I wouldn't take it because I don't believe I could cut the Army that much. I told him to give it to somebody that would probably stay in the Army. I said, shoot, no way I'll stay in the Army. I said, give it to some one of these lifers or something that likes the Army, that can't do anything in civilian life and has to stay in the Army. I hadn't heard from any kids around Pittsburgh lately. I guess they're busy now that school's out, probably running around having a good time. Oh, Bobby, I hadn't heard from him in a long time. I might have to write him and sort of reprimand him a little bit because he hadn't wrote me in so long. I got a letter from John while I was out in the field, but I hadn't had a chance to answer it. I came on radio watch tonight so that the other two guys could go out. There's five of us in Como, but the other guys don't go out. There's just two of us that goes out. So CO said he was going to start making all five of us go out. That way could sort of give us a rest. You know, the two regular RTOs give us a sort of a rest. We could stay back here every once in a while. So if he does that, well, that'll really be a lot easier on us. When I get up in the morning, I'll have to write y'all and write Betsy and John. I got another letter, but I can't remember who wrote me. I probably threw the letter away out there. I usually keep them in my helmet liner, but I got so many of them while I was out there, I couldn't hardly get my steel pot on, so I burned some of them. I can't remember who wrote me. I keep racking my brain trying to figure out who wrote me, and I can't. That letter today, he said Amanda was carrying my letter I wrote her. She sure is a smart little old girl, that letter I got from her. She really uses some big words to be small, being in the age bracket she is. I bet she'll really make something of herself. I hope I can send some more tapes home now than I could in the past, but it takes so long to sit down and make a tape. I don't really have that much time. I barely do have time to sit down and write a letter. But when I do have a chance, I will send y'all some tapes if I can think up enough to say. Heck, I can sit down and write a letter, but I can't, when I get on this darn thing, I can't think of much to say. So I just, that's the reason I used up one old side on the radio. I played it and you can't hardly understand it. But you can kind of get see what it's sort of like out there. I think one of these days when I'm out in the field on the radio, I'll get one of these guys to make a tape of me.